The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, a second American astronaut reached orbit aboard the fourth Mercury flight.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started.
Roger.
Loud and clear, Gus.
Roger, Aurora 7, stand by for the time lapse.
Roger. Little bit of shaking. Pretty smooth.
3, 2, 1, mark.
Roger, the backup clock has started.
Roger, Aurora.
Astronaut Scott Carpenter flew a near duplicate of John Glenn's mission, allowing scientists and ground controllers to compare the two men's experiences in orbit. Carpenter orbited Earth for 5 hours. In 1972, President Nixon and the Soviet Premier signed an agreement that would bring the space race to a peaceful end. The Space Cooperation Agreement set in motion the preparations for 1975's unprecedented docking between Apollo and Soyuz spacecraft, and laid the groundwork for the cooperation that led to space shuttles visiting Mir and both countries participating in the International Space Station. Born today in 1913, special effects artist and matte painting master Peter Ellenshaw. In 1925, legendary comic artist Carmine Infantino was born. And in 2007, YouTube celebrity Mario the Cat was born. And in 2015, British science fiction and fantasy novelist Tanit Lee died. Earlier in her career, she had written two unusual episodes of the BBC's Blake 7.
Orak, teleport.
Teleport? I am not programmed. 3 squared to the principal.
Oh, no!
I love you.
Orak!
My emotions are deeper than the seas of space. 1 times 1 is only possible in the ultra-dimensional.
Turn Orak off.
I love you.
Off!
We will be lovers for a little while, or maybe for a long while. Who knows?
I do.
What a thought.
In 1985, the last episode of NBC's series based on the miniseries V aired, and it was an oddball. It had been intended to air early in the season, but was rejected due to an unusually high number of violent deaths depicted on screen. But because it's a rerun, it's okay.
Diana, I assure you, every prisoner will be found.
Shut up, you incompetent fool!
In 2000, Star Trek Voyager's final season-ending cliffhanger left Captain Janeway and her crew in the clutches of the Borg.
I realize I'm not going to talk you out of this, but I'll be damned if you're going in there alone.
We've got a lot of work to do, Commander.
You said you wanted my support. Then take Tuvok and B'Elanna with you.
And if I don't?
I may only be first officer, but I still pull a few strings around here. The doctor could be persuaded to question your medical fitness.
I was hoping for your unconditional support.
This is the best I can do.
Tell them to pack light.
And in 2006, Lost's second season came to an enigmatic end when we found out what happened if the castaway stopped pressing the button every 108 minutes.
You say there isn't any purpose. There's no such thing as fate. But you saved my life, brother, so that I could save yours.
No! None of this is real! Nothing is gonna happen. We're gonna be okay.
I've got to go, and you've got to get as far away from here as possible.
Go where? Stop!
I'm gonna blow the dam, Tom. I'm sorry for whatever happened that made you stop believing, but it's all real. And now I've got to go and make it all go away.
Wait, Desmond!
I'll see you in another life, brother.
System failure.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.